Axl Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, AC/DC 105.7 The X. I still can't get used to saying that. By the way, the best of tomorrow with the People's Morning Show. Tomorrow is going to be featuring interviews with Guns N' Roses members over the years. They've got Steven Adler, who's a whack job, Duff, and Slash, who actually is a really cool guy. That's tomorrow on the best of, so make sure you're listening. Time for That's Effed Up Late Edition on a Friday. Here we go. Guy in Colorado called 911 on Wednesday after a woman stabbed him. He said it was because he refused to have sex with her. So far, the cops haven't arrested her yet.
Man, she must have been butt ugly.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they haven't arrested her yet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you stab somebody, you should get arrested, right?
That's right.
I don't care how ugly you are. Even the cops won't go near. No.
No sex, please. You're ugly.
According to a new study, people who watch a ton of porn actually go to church more than people who watch it two or three times a month.
Where's that study from?
I thought two or three times a month was a lot, but I guess not. Stupid me. I'm on the low end of that curve. Guy in Massachusetts held the door open for a cop at the mall last week. Cop recognizes him, runs his name, and finds out he's has outstanding warrants and arrests him.
Well, he's a polite person, though.
Imagine that. What are the chances? Guy in Australia got cold feet after his wedding a few weeks ago, so he jumped out of the limo on the way to the reception.
Oh, man, that is cold feet.
Taken to the hospital, there's no word on where the marriage stands. But you already got married. It's not really cold feet. What was I thinking?
Oh, she must have been butt ugly.
Yes. Two more for That's Effed Up today. A 41-year-old guy in Oregon said someone shot him during a robbery in 2014, and one of his feet had to be amputated. Turns out, he made his son shoot him so he could delay his sentence and collect insurance. They just figured it out. He's now facing an extra 5 years in jail.
Idiots.
Really? You won't shoot me in the foot so
I can... Do the crime, the time, dirtbag.
And finally, just in time for Father's Day, there's a new shirt for sale called the Jerk Shirt. It comes with a fake arm so you can use your real arm under your shirt to fondle yourself.
No. Are people going to see the shirt moving up and down in some manner?
What?
What the heck?
The Jerk Shirt. Hey, Dad, look what I got you for Father's Day.
Jerk Shirt.
The Jerk Shirt.
We're going to have to get somebody that Christmas time as a gag gift around here or something like that. I'm going to put the...
I'll try it. It's, by the way, it's thejerkshirt.com.
Oh, I see it.
I will try it and post a video of it online.
Okay.
On Facebook, if they'll allow that.
It looks stupid.
Maybe that won't get allowed. What's that guy doing? I don't know. Both of his arms are there. He's all right. Let him go.
And it has a splash guard.
Well, for some of us, that's wishful thinking as well.
Oh, man.
We're going to check roads after Eve 6 on the X.